that. It's a little different. I'm going to give you a different perspective. Okay, so again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm a hypnotist, a yoga instructor, and I want to share a lot of things that have worked for me to really create a much higher level of energy, happiness, and health in my life. And so, again, a lot of it's based on common sense, but hopefully you'll be able to take something out of this. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you really a lot of the information that is in the Addictive Health Program. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's one of the programs I put together. It's a 28-day program where you go through and really get addicted to the things that create a high level of health. Okay? So what I want to start with, though, is, and let me get a quick background on myself for anyone that doesn't know, is I'm a master hypnotist and a neurolinguistic programming trainer, and I'm a yoga instructor. So I've been doing this for over 10 years, and it all really began with myself, where I wasn't happy with where I was, you know, really in every way, specifically health-wise. I was 50 pounds overweight, sluggish, I didn't sleep well, right down the list, depressed, emotional issues, the whole thing. It got bad enough where I was searching for something different. You know, I went the traditional routes, trying to create the changes, and they never felt right. Okay, and so it really led me to reach out to these alternative ideas, and it was in these alternative places that I really found solutions that worked for me. And so they made such a difference in my life that I ended up, you know, becoming fairly obsessed with it all and ultimately working to help other people create those changes as well. So I've been very fortunate and lucky to be able to do this online so that I can reach people at this point all around the world. So it's very, very exciting. And so I come to you today where some people know me a lot with either hypnosis or weight loss. The Addictive Health Program, although it does have elements of weight loss in it, is really about creating a solid and strong foundation for health. Okay? And so let's get started with it. What are the secrets to addictive health? The first thing is, you know, when it comes to health, if you want to change your level of health, if you want to feel better, right, if you want a higher energy level, you want to, you know, more comfort in your body, if you want to slim down, if you want to relax emotionally or physically, is that we need to first address the idea of how to create change, okay? How do you change? How do you go from where you are to this new place that you want to be? Okay, and this is really the fundamental question that needs to be answered. And that's really what I always work with is how do you make changes in your life and how do you make them stick? Okay, and this is what neurolinguistic program was all about. It's all about modeling people that have done what you want to do. And so that's really where my journey started, you know, years and years ago, is I began to look at people that were getting the results that I wanted. And I'd be asking, you know, what are they doing? How do they think about this stuff? You know, what's going on in their heads? It's an inside-out approach. So we need to understand how do we change. Okay, now very simple, there's basically two steps to it. There's knowing what to do and knowing how to get ourselves to do it. Okay, two very important points. Usually, most of the time, what people focus on is what to do. All right, and you see this in this area all the time. What should you do? Well, I should exercise more. I should eat better. Right? I shouldn't drink. I shouldn't smoke. I shouldn't do that. People know what to do generally. That's what they focus on, but they don't focus on the part of how to get themselves to do it regularly. Okay, and this is really where I've put my focus on, because when you understand how to drive your mind, right, when you understand how to program your mind to do the things you want to do, that's when you start getting real, genuine results that last. Okay, as opposed to these short term, you know, when you're in the moment or when you're real excited about it, you know, you get the changes then, but as soon as you kind of fade from that, you find yourself falling into the old habits. How do you get it so that it sticks? Okay, and that's what this is all about. So I'm going to start off by talking a bit about how to get ourselves to do new things, how to change, right? How to change what you want to do. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk about what to do, right? Because again, a lot of it, I'm not going to base this on scientific research or the newest studies or anything. A lot of it's common sense, things that you know. Very basic things. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at them and explain them in a different way. All right? But let's start with how to get ourselves to do it. I think the primary understanding, and if I go back for 1 second, as a hypnotist, what do I always get asked? Does hypnosis really work? And my answer is yes. Hypnosis absolutely works. but it works a little differently than people usually understand it. It's not a matter of someone necessarily putting you in a trance and making you do something that you do or don't want to do, having control over your behaviors. A more realistic and practical understanding of hypnosis is that we are constantly hypnotizing ourselves. Okay, we are constantly telling ourselves things, what we believe in, how we understand things, and that is why we get the results we get. Okay, so I like to look at hypnosis, and I describe it as, if you understand the philosophy of hypnosis, how hypnosis works, then you have a deeper understanding of how to operate your mind, and a more practical one, you know, one that you can learn this information and make do something with it, use it. It's not like traditional psychology with ego and id and all this theoretical stuff. Hypnosis psychology is very, very practical, all right? So when it comes to getting ourselves to do something, the first distinction we make in hypnosis is that we have a conscious and an unconscious mind, okay? Now, this is important because generally we focus on the conscious mind. The conscious part of our mind is the logical part, right? It's the part of you that's aware of what's going on right now. It's the part of you that understands logic, right? It's the part of you that says, I know what I should eat, I know what I shouldn't eat, I know what I should do, and I know what I shouldn't do, okay? So that's what the conscious mind is good for, okay? And this is where our willpower is, and this is the part we usually try and use, right? So, okay, that's it. Now I've got to do this. I got to start eating this way, and I got to stop eating that way, right? And we tell ourselves we're going to do it that way, and then when we know how well that works. The other part of our mind is the unconscious part of our mind, and this is the part of our mind that truly runs our lives, all right? Because we don't have the conscious resources to pay attention with every single thing we do, right? Now, if you reflect on your own life and think about a typical morning when you wake up, you go through the day, and a lot of times you're doing things out of routine, right? You're not even thinking about it, right? You get up, and you go through whatever routine you normally have. And this is where the unconscious mind, this is what it does, all right? It takes things that we've learned how to do, and it's stored in there so we don't have to think about it. What are some things that we do unconsciously now that you've learned at some point? Reading and writing, right? You learned it when you were younger, and now you just do it automatically. You don't even know how you're doing it, right? So much to the point that I could hold English words up in front of you and ask you to not understand them, but you understand them instantly, and that's how quick the unconscious mind is. Walking, riding a bike, driving a car, you don't need to think about these things anymore. You just know how to do them, and there are thousands and thousands of behaviors that you have learned that have gone in the unconscious mind, and now they just run automatically, all right? So within that, within those behaviors lie your eating and exercising behaviors, right? Your associations to different things, foods, behaviors, all right? So this is the level that we want to begin to understand and focus on when you want to create change. This is how you create permanent change, all right? And I know this because, again, NLP is all modeled on how people have been successful, right? Not what you're supposed to do, but what people have done that has worked, right? So that's what I want to share with you. So some things to understand about the unconscious mind. We're going to begin to understand ourselves a little bit more, and the beauty of this is you're going to start to have some explanations for what's happened to you in the past. You're going to understand why, when you've tried to make changes, it hasn't worked. It's going to be kind of nice. So the first thing about the unconscious mind is that it is not logical. This is probably the most important thing. The unconscious mind operates through association, not through logic. Okay, so it links things up together. The most useful explanation of this is Pavlov's dogs. Pavlov was a scientist, a Russian scientist, who studied dogs, and one day he got the idea for an experiment where he would put food in front of the dogs, and at the exact same time they start salivating about it, he would ring a bell. He'd do this over and over and over and over again. Eventually what happened is in the dog's mind, the bell and the food got linked up. And so eventually all he would need to do is ring the bell and the dog would begin to salivate, okay, with no food in front of him. So this is how our unconscious minds work. They begin to link things up, not by logic, okay, because again, you know, if it was that easy, right, if our unconscious minds operated like our conscious minds, life would be a lot easier. Imagine if you know, cookies or ice cream, you felt a disgust about them. Right? Notice how much easier it would be to eat well. Or you thought about salads or fruit, and you got this overwhelming craving and desire for them. Right? It would be a lot easier to act that way. Okay? So the unconscious mind operates through association and repetition. Now, two important factors of the unconscious mind, and you want to know this. If you have a piece of paper, write this down. Number one, the unconscious mind does not understand negatives. All right, this is very, very important. What I mean by this is, if I say to you to not think of something, right, I'm going to tell you not to think about what I'm about to say. Don't think of a red ball. Don't think of a red ball the size of a tennis ball. Right? A red rubber ball the size of a tennis ball. Don't think of it. Don't think of it. Well, what happens? Right? It pops in your mind instantly. Why is that? Because the unconscious mind has to think about it in order to make sense of it. Now, why does this matter? Because most of the time, when people think about change, they focus on what they're not going to do. They tell themselves, I'm not going to eat that food. I'm not going to take breaks and smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm not going to go out with my friends and drink alcohol anymore. You see, and what happens is it focuses us on the exact thing that we want to avoid. And this becomes a problem. It's like self-torture, right? It focuses on the exact thing that we want to get out of our lives, all right? So one of the important things about creating change is to begin describing what you do want, right? So instead of saying, I got to stop doing that, I got to stop eating that food, it's got to become a process of, what do I want to do, right? How do I want to eat? Why do I want to eat that way? I'm so tired and I'm so, you know, bored, or I feel lethargic, whatever. I want to stop feeling that way. It needs to turn into, I want to feel energized. I want to feel motivated. I want to feel excited. I want to feel healthy. Okay? So the first step, begin describing what you do want. First rule of the unconscious mind, it doesn't understand negatives. Talk about what you do want. Very important. Number two is that the unconscious mind cannot tell the difference between vivid imagination and reality. Now, this is key. This is a real secret to why hypnosis is effective. And hypnosis is effective. Right? In the moment, it's always effective, okay, when someone's willing to do it and they go along with it. The unconscious mind does not understand negatives, and it's not able to tell the difference between vivid imagination and reality. Now, you know this because anytime you've gone to a movie, if you've ever gone to a movie, you know, it could be a scary movie, and you sit there, and even though you're in a public place, you're nervous, right? You're tense. You're hardly breathing, right? Because you get scared. Even though you're just watching light on a screen, you're in a public place where you're very safe. Because your unconscious mind makes it real and responds as if it were real. Okay? So this is very important because what happens in our lives? We start focusing on what we're not supposed to do. And we say, okay, no more chocolate ice cream. Right? No more hot fudge sundaes. And you start thinking about it. No more. And you keep thinking about it and keep thinking about it. More and more vivid detail. Next thing you know, you find your mouth salivating. Your whole physiology goes into a state of craving and of desire and of wanting it. And then you try and fight that with your willpower. And you know how that works out. Okay? So understanding how your mind works is the first step in truly creating a permanent change, a permanent level of change. So what I want to get down to now is the Addictive Health Program. What this is all about, it's 28 days, and it's basically, there's two main parts to it. One is that it's a four-week course, okay? So each week you learn a different component of vibrant health, addictive health, all right? And you go through it. Each week there's an hour-long class. The other side of it is this, that each day you get a 3 to 5 minute programming session that brings you through a 3 to 5 minute component of health. Okay, and the beauty is that you experience something. Every single day, you experience a level of relaxation, and then there's some programming that goes on top of it. So you first of all, you simultaneously are learning relaxation, and now I want you to think about this. When is the last time that you felt really relaxed? That's the first question. The other one is this. Are you able to create a sense of physical and mental relaxation at will when you choose to? Yes or no? If it's a yes, how quickly can you do it? Okay? So this is really the core, in a sense, of this program starts with relaxation. And I'm going to get into that a little bit deeper in a moment. But so what goes on here is that this program is geared towards the unconscious mind in teaching it behaviors. Because how did you learn anything? Right? If you know, when you first think about how you first drove a car, right, you didn't always drive it the way you do now. When you first drove that car, you know, it was hard to keep it in a straight line. That you might have felt the gas kind of, you know, you're going and stopping a little bit. There's a little bit of pulsation, right? So you weren't as smooth as you are with it now. So repetition is really one of the most important things in applying a new skill. Right? Now this is key because this is the reason why I say this. I'm going to share with you things, you know, the specifics in a moment. The difference is going to be this. If once you get off this call, you're going to have two options. With the program, you're going to continue with it. Tomorrow you get another email. The next day you get another email. And you're going to be reminded. Think about what's happened in the past. You wanted to start a program, and what happens? You get excited in the beginning, and then it just kind of fades away. It drifts out of your mind because it's not installed into the unconscious mind at this point. Because think about the behaviors you have. Look at your life in a sense of patterns. This is how the unconscious mind operates in patterns. You don't need to think about what to do in the morning. You just know how to do it because it's been installed in the unconscious mind. Okay? So this is, and the reason I say this, the reason I keep spending so much time on this is because so often people keep trying to make changes in the exact same way through willpower. But the problem with willpower is this, that it takes conscious awareness of it. And what happens in life is you get tired, you get depressed, you get angry, you get caught up with something, you get distracted, and all of a sudden when that happens, you fall into your old unconscious patterns. Okay? And I, you know, everyone's experienced this. The thing is, some people experience it over and over and over and over again till they finally reach a level of frustration and disappointment they don't even try anymore. Okay? So what I want to point out is that in our culture, we've never really been taught how to drive our own brains, how to create true change. And that's what this is all about. And it starts with changing on the unconscious level. Right? So I can't go into, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but again, if you reflect over your own life, you begin to look at what changes have you made that have stuck, good and bad. Right? Because you'll find they got similarities in them. And similarities, one of the similarities you'll find is that you don't need to think about them, you just do them, good or bad habits. All right, so that's the key thing, and I hope that you take anything away from this. Begin to focus on the unconscious mind. You know, that's really where the game's being played, and it's one of the biggest secrets in a sense, which I'm not even sure why. We always focus consciously, right? We try and learn more information, right? If that works, no one would smoke cigarettes. How much more could they say how bad they are for you? Okay, that's not the issue. The issue is the unconscious mind. Okay, so we got to repetition. We're talking about those two rules. It doesn't understand negatives. It can't tell the difference between vivid imagination and reality. Now, the final thing I want to say about the unconscious mind, and that's really where this program comes in, is that your behaviors are dictated by the associations that you have with different things. All right, what I mean by that is when you think of a chocolate chip cookie, right, you have an association to that, and that association is a feeling. Right? It's a positive feeling or a negative feeling. Simply, you can obviously get into deeper shades of that, but very simplistically, you have associations to things, to exercise, to being healthy. Right? A lot of times, people think of healthy and they feel bored. That's boring. Okay, so you need to change up those associations. When those begin to shift and change, that's when you start behaving different automatically. Now, I want you to think of a time in your life when you've been on track, right? When things have been going well, you've been eating well, you've been exercising. Right? And if you could think about that, notice how you were living a completely different lifestyle. You were the same person, but you felt different. You thought differently about things. You felt different about foods. You felt different about exercising. And even if it didn't last a long time, what I want to point out is that when people are truly in the zone, you know, when they're really kind of on a roll, it's not a conscious thing. It's not something they're forcing themselves to do. It's something that they want to do. And this is based on associations. So that's where I want to shift over now. So I covered a little bit here about how to get yourself to change, how to run your mind, how to program your mind. Now let's get into some of the specifics, knowing what to do. Okay, so we'll go back to the knowing what to do because I want to, knowing what you know now, I want to describe what to do slightly differently than maybe you've heard in the past. Okay, now let's start with health, right? Just the word itself. I believe we've been shortchanged in this society. Because what happens is when we think of health, it's defined as the absence of disease. Now, right, we start to think if the unconscious mind doesn't understand negatives, the absence of disease we're getting shortchanged there. We need to redefine this. So the new definition of health, and it's one that you got to work on yourself that motivates you, but how about if we say, my definition of health is when I have a vibrant, alive, comfortable, lean body. When I wake up in the morning and I feel ready to go. When I sleep really like solidly through the night. When I'm drinking enough water and I feel really good emotionally. When I find myself smiling more. You see, let's work on the definition of health, right? And it's got to be different for each person because things are different and important. Different things are important to different people. But what I'm saying is if you haven't spent time on this question, chances are that you just live by the assumption, the cultural idea of what health is. And if that's the case, this is the only life you get, all right? So we want to begin questioning, what is health, right? Now, the beauty is this. Health is our natural state, okay? So you don't need to go get a doctorate degree to understand health. You know health. You were born healthy, right? So what is health? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through. There's 4 weeks. It's a four-week program, but like I said, there's five classes to it. There's five components to it. And I want to go through those components and just kind of explain them to you. And at the same time, I want to give you some new ideas of what health is. Because very often for people, health is eating in a way that's boring and miserable and exercising in a way that's uncomfortable and makes them feel bad. Right? Is that the case for you at all? Right? If it is, that becomes the association. So you know that those things, you say logically, consciously, you say, those things are good for me, I should do them. On a deeper level, unconsciously, you're repelled from them. You don't want to do them because they're boring, they're uncomfortable, they're painful, right? Most people, if they're having difficulties with their health, have definitions of exercising where they go to, you know, some gym where everyone's in shape and they feel really awkward. They feel uncomfortable. Then they start doing the treadmill maybe. It's so boring. And they do it and they haven't worked out and they run for an hour. They overdo it. They wake up the next day and they feel terrible. They can't even move. And they wonder why they can't get themselves to continue doing it. You see, it's a backwards approach. What this program is all about is an inside-out approach. Right? And I can tell you firsthand, playing sports through high school and even into college for a year, that I would play competitive sports and I was always hurt. I was always uncomfortable physically. Shin splints, my knees hurt, my back would hurt. I was young, I just felt, I was uncomfortable, right? Then I started lifting a lot of weights and trying to work out like a madman to lose weight, and I was just uncomfortable. And it wasn't until I started to learn, you know, some martial arts, some yoga, that I realized that exercise doesn't mean pain. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain is a horrible phrase. Right? That's not that doesn't have to be the definition of exercising. So, you know, what we want to focus on, what you want to focus on to truly create a change in your level of health is to begin questioning, to find exercises that are comfortable, that make you feel good, that meet the criteria that you have. Maybe that increase your stamina. Maybe that burn calories. I don't know what it is that's important to you, but begin to ask new questions. Don't get trapped in the box that society and our culture places on us. Because it's a very, very limiting box, all right? And so that's what this program is all about, is breaking out of it. And it's not about, you know, so often these exercise programs we find, they say, do this, do this, do this. And just force yourself to do it. Just do it. No pain, no gain. Do it, right? But that doesn't last. It's not sustainable, okay? We need to take a step back and realize what's not working and do something new. And this approach here is about learning. It's about experimenting, exploring, having fun. What works for me? What's something that gets me the results I want and that I can do forever? See, these are the questions that you begin asking yourself. And so, you know, week one, and the first thing we start with, and we're going to start right now, you can experience some of this, is relaxation, all right? The first week is complete relaxation and self-hypnotic programming, okay? So you can get a basic level of how to program your mind. Right, how to change up your behaviors, how to understand your thinking so that you can change it. And the interesting thing is that self-hypnosis and hypnosis in general, it's really built around a state of relaxation, right? Because the state of relaxation is a neutral, natural state. And when you do that, when you can create a physical and a mental relaxation, the thing is you increase your ability to tap into this natural wisdom that you have. And you do have a natural wisdom, where you already have the answers within you, okay? So let's experience it now. And again, remember, that the beauty is this. You know, in the program, you go to the class of it, so you understand it, you know, more, and there's certain things going on. And then every day you're practicing these two components, the relaxation and the self-hypnotic programming. But I want you to experience it now, because this is a gift that you owe to yourself, and if you fit into the statistics that you probably haven't given yourself in a while. Right? A lot of times people only relax, you know, the 1 week of vacation maybe, right? You need to make it a normal, natural thing for yourself, a daily thing. It's that important, okay? Because when you take a step back, when you unwind, when you relax, even if it's for 5 minutes, all of a sudden you are able to think clearer. You're able to feel clearer, right? So what I want you to do right now, just so you can experience this, and by the way, conscious mind understands things. It's logic. It theorizes. So you understand what relaxation is, right? But I want you to notice the difference when you actually feel it. It's a totally different thing. And that's what this program is all about. It's about feeling. It's about feeling things and making it real, okay? Because when you think about relaxation right now, it's not real, okay? It's not as real as it's going to be anyways. You have an idea of it. But when you really experience it, you're going to notice there's a completely different quality to it. So what I want you to do right now, wherever you are, is to just sit comfortably, all right? And what we're going to start with is just a quick body scan, all right? So if you can put your feet comfortably on the floor, wherever they are, if you're laying down, they can be, just wherever you are, just kind of sit comfortably so you're not using up any energy to do it. And if you can close your eyes, that works even better. Closing your eyes is so important because it saves a lot of the brain energy. And most of your brain is dedicated to visual stimuli. So you relax your brain instantly when you close your eyes. Now what we're going to do is a body scan. You're going to start with your toes. Now all you're doing is you're just scanning over your body, and you're just saying to your toes, relax. Now can you feel your toes relax? Maybe not. Doesn't matter. What would it feel like if they did? Your feet. Let them relax. Let them feel like they're lead weights, like they're cinder blocks, and they're just laying in the ground. Let them go. Let that feeling of relaxation move up through your ankles into your calves. Let your calf muscles relax. Okay? Give yourself permission to take a few moments here and just let go. Let that feeling move up into your knees. Relax your knees. Let that feeling move into your thighs. Relax your thighs. Okay? Let that feeling move up through your waist. Relax your waist. Let it go. Let that feeling move into your stomach. Relax your stomach muscles. Let it move up into your chest. Relax your chest. Okay? Let that feeling move up into your shoulders. Let the shoulders go. Most people store tension in their shoulders. So take an extra moment here and really let the shoulders relax. Let that feeling move down into your arms, past your elbows, into your forearms, past your wrists, into your hands, back into your arms, all the way back into your shoulders, moving up into your neck. Let your neck muscles relax. Right. Let that feeling move up into your ears. Again, can you feel your ears relaxing? Probably not. But what would it feel like if they did? Let that feeling move down into your jaw. Let your jaw relax. Another place people store tension sometimes. Let that feeling of relaxation move over your lips, into your nasal passages and sinuses. Notice your breathing. Take a few deep breaths in. Let them exhale as quickly or as fully as is comfortable for you. Let that feeling of relaxation move into your eyes. A part of our body that we don't let relax enough, but deserves it for always looking out for us, for constantly being overstimulated. Let your eyes relax. Let that feeling of relaxation move into your eyebrow muscles. Let it move into your forehead, over the top of your head and down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck and across your shoulders, all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time, all the way down, down past the back of your legs, all the way down to your feet. Now keep your eyes closed for a moment, and I want you to notice your breathing, okay, because this is where we start to move into the twin pillars of energy and health, all right? And the first one is your breathing, all right? Your breathing is so important, and you're not going to believe it, but in this culture, we've been trained unconsciously to keep our guts sucked in so we don't look fat, and what that does is it restricts the oxygen that our body needs. If you look at lungs, they're bigger on the bottom. As you concentrate on relaxing your stomach muscles, keep them relaxed, you'll notice that your breathing becomes a little more calm, and you begin to use the lower part of your lungs more. Now, as you do that, two things are happening here. One is your body's relaxing. Okay, the muscles of your body are relaxing, it's loosening up. Now, the other thing is, as that happens, you begin to bring more oxygen into your body. Now, what happens when both of those things happen is that you begin to absorb more oxygen, because you're bringing more in, and your muscles are relaxing, so they absorb more oxygen. And when that happens, when you absorb more oxygen into your body, you begin to feel a sense of calm and a peacefulness. You don't need to be a doctor to know that. You're feeling it. It's just the way it goes. When you take deeper breaths, when you calm down, you begin to have a different emotional state. Now, this state is the beginning of true health. Right? So sometimes we get caught up with health, right? The absence of what could possibly go wrong, and we don't spend enough time on just simply letting go of the physical tension and the mental tension, so we can just connect with our God-given right, our birthright, to just feel this sense of calm, this sense of peacefulness. And I'm going to bet that you feel a stronger sense of it right now than you did at the beginning of the phone call or the seminar here. See, this is, you know, so much of health is really just being reminded. Because think about this. When's the last time, where do you get messages regularly of how to create true, vibrant health? Where are you being reminded? Right? So I don't need to tell you that. You know. Instead, we're constantly getting messages that aren't supporting us. Messages of overconsumption. Food-wise, exercise-wise, everything's overdone. You know, we need to get messages of letting go, stopping for a minute, taking a break. That's the purpose of those 3 to 5 minute calls every day, is you experience this. Because we've only been doing this. You've only let go. You've only relaxed for 3-4 minutes now. Seems longer, though, doesn't it? Because you don't do it a lot, most likely. Most people don't. Okay? Why? Why would you do it? Right? Unless you start doing yoga or something, it's not out there in the mainstream. You know, and so I can tell you from personal experience, as I began to learn these things, as I began to feel this way, you know, I was excited about it, but another part of me felt sad that I'd gone so many years without ever knowing this. I wasted it. I feel emotionally unbalanced. And I looked around and I see other people feeling that way. Okay? So this is really the core. This is the beginning. Now from this place, just a quick note, when you feel this way, how do you want to eat? Right? You're a little more present, you're going to eat differently. Right? Your bad habits aren't going to seem as desirable. No question about it. Right? When you feel different, when you're thinking, when you're feeling different in your body and in your emotions, you begin to act differently. Right? You begin to think differently about things. See? Now, which is the real you? Because right? I've never had anyone feel this way and say, it doesn't feel right. It may feel unusual, but it certainly feels right. This is who you are, right? You're going deeper into yourself. The other behaviors, right, the overeating, the eating crappy food, the smoking, the drinking, whatever else it is, those aren't bringing you deeper into who you are. And you know that, right? But the problem is, again, we're so trained on not doing stuff that we don't focus on what we want to do, how we want to feel. And so we have no representation of how we really want to feel. It becomes a question of what you shouldn't do and what you have been doing. What this program's all about is gaining a new idea of what it feels like to let go and relax, what it feels like to begin to feel alive, to feel calm. Okay? So that's the real core of it. That's what week one's all about, and that's what a lot of week one's daily sessions are all about, is really getting this feeling down. You learn a trick, the tense and release exercise, that allows you to go into this state almost instantly. And you can use it anywhere throughout the day. Because remember, what the hour-long classes are, what the daily sessions are, it's your training ground so that you can bring it into the world with you, so that you can be more relaxed when you're at work or when you're with your family or whenever you're doing whatever, when you're living your life. You can begin to feel more calm and relaxed. Okay? So that's week number one. So we go into week number two, and what we're focused on then is the twin pillars of energy. Now, I'm not going to blow your mind with this, I don't think. It's simple stuff. But basically, the twin pillars of energy that I'm going to focus on is drinking water and breathing correctly. Again, as I said, we have never been taught to breathe, which wouldn't be a problem if we lived in a natural world. But we live in not a natural world. Most people have learned to have very, for lack of a scientific word, crappy breathing patterns, right? Very shallow breathing patterns. When you feel tense, when you emotionally get frustrated, upset, depressed, whatever else, what goes along with those are shallow breathing patterns, right? So you really, you know, through this program, one of the cool things is you learn how to influence how you feel, right? And you learn how to do it physiologically and psychologically so that you can approach it and begin to feel the way that you want to, as opposed to feeling like it's beyond your control. Right? You get back in the driver's seat, and I promise you, you can very easily control how you feel. Right? And a lot of it starts with your physiology. And we'll just do an example right now. But if I ask you to just get real depressed, right? Just imagine right now that you're totally depressed. Right? How would you sit? Sit the way you would sit if you're just totally depressed. Everything's crappy. Everything stinks. Would you be looking down, kind of? Would your head just kind of be hanging, shoulders slouching? Right? It's kind of classic, right? How's your breathing? Is it deep and strong, or is it just kind of shallow? Right? Now, what I want you to do is forget that. I want you to feel incredible. Imagine you just feel totally confident, just happy. Everything's going right for you. Right? Sit up. Notice how you would sit. How would you sit if you felt really good? You're feeling alive. You're feeling good about things. Do you notice that you breathe different? Breathing has a whole lot to do with everything, right? Our health and our emotions, right? And we've been gypped, right? Not because breathing, you know, it's not something you need to learn how to do, but it's something that in our culture we've been kind of tricked. As I was saying earlier, a lot of times we don't want to breathe with our stomachs. We don't want our stomachs to stick out, and so we train ourselves to breathe only with the top part of our lungs. And if you look at lungs are bigger on the bottom. If you watch a baby breathe, you'll see their stomach moving up and down. Okay? That's our natural form of breathing that's been hijacked most of the time. So we need to relearn what it's like to breathe in a deep and powerful way. Now, you know, when you're out in public, you can still keep your gut in, whatever. But as long as you're balancing it, so when you go home, you know, even watching TV or sit on the sofa or whatever, you're breathing and you teach your body what it's like to breathe correctly. Okay? Because oxygen, again, I want to reframe the basics, but, I mean, obviously, you know, what do we need? We need water, we need oxygen, we need food, right? And what order would you need them in? If you don't breathe, you got a few minutes to live, right? You don't drink, you got a few days to live. If you don't eat, you can go for a month or so, okay? So in that order, that's where it's most important. And the breathing, you know, it's simple. Well, everyone breathes, but we have a lot of times not the best breathing pattern. So we need to start there. What happens? When you breathe more, you're going to feel more energy. It's that simple. So a lot of times people have negative emotional patterns and negative physiological energy patterns purely because of their breathing. And so breathing, you know, in yoga, for example, there's a whole branch of yoga that's called pranayama. It's all about breathing. Right? There's people called breatharians, and all they do, they don't eat or anything, and all they do is breathe. Right? I wouldn't try that, but that's what they do. Okay, so the other one is water. Again, real basic, but what the class is about, it's not just saying, oh, I should drink more water. It's about reframing. It's about attaching new, strong associations to it. That's what this program is about. It's not about telling you what you should do. It's about telling you how to get yourself to do it. And one of the ways that happens is when you start thinking of water in a new way, right? When you start thinking of it as an elixir of energy, right? Because if you start drinking more natural water, right, when you get that down as a habit, by the way, that's the whole point of this program, is to get these behaviors down so that they are automatic. Because imagine, for example, if just throughout the day you felt more relaxed, if you felt a little bit more like you just did a few minutes ago, if that lasted throughout the day a little bit more, imagine if you were drinking the right amount of water every day. It was just part of your routine. Just like when you get up, you do whatever you do, the water becomes part of your routine. What if you began to breathe deeper, more comfortably? Automatically, without thinking about it. That's what I'm talking about. If you begin to feel that way from doing those things, do you believe you would eat a little differently? If you began eating differently, automatically, do you think you would start to feel different and look different? You see, this is how it gets addictive, because it's not about what do most people do when they need to change their health. That's it. I got to, you know, pick the most drastic diet, the most drastic exercise plan, stick to it for a week or two, and then go back to the way they used to be, because it's too hard, and it is too hard, by the way. You shouldn't do those things. They're unnatural. It's unnatural to act that way. Okay? What I'm talking about here is a very, very natural thing. It's a path back to a very natural way of living. All right? And just getting in touch with a very natural, basic level of health that you deserve. Okay? And it's not about gyms, and it's not about diets. Okay? It's very about core fundamentals and making them automatic. Notice that word I keep using. Remember what we were talking about in the beginning, knowing how to get yourself to do it. There's knowing what to do, and there's knowing how to get yourself to do it. Knowing how to get yourself to do it, changing your behaviors depends on your ability to influence your unconscious mind, because that's the part of your mind that runs patterns, runs habits, runs behaviors. So when you install these behaviors into your unconscious mind and they run automatically, it's not something you have to think about all the time. You go on living your life, you just begin to live it on a different level. All right. So week number two is about the twin pillars of energy. And realize it's not just about me telling you what to do. It's about me telling you, reframing it so that you begin seeing it in a new way, thinking about it differently, in a way that it starts to really seem appealing. Okay? Week three is about eating. Right? We've got to talk about eating. But real simplistically, or what I'm going to talk about is it's called eating alive. And instead of counting calories, you'll notice every few years they point out what we should be paying attention to in food. Right, calories, trans fats, carbohydrates. Right, every year it's something different. We should focus on foods. Well, I'm going to tell you the thing you want to focus on, the most important one is how live your food is. All right, so there's a new, it's not new. Obviously, this is where we came from millions of years. Is the majority of our food that we would eat would be alive. Right? You would there'd be an apple on a tree, pull it off the tree, and you would eat it. Right? You'd eat green leaves. Pick it off the branch and eat it. There weren't refrigerators. There wasn't agriculture storing food. You would pick the food and you would eat it. Okay? And so what that is, simplistically, scientifically, what that means is there's enzymes in foods. Right? Apples have enzymes in them that allow them to be broken down very quickly, and so you get the most amount of energy out of it. The foods that we get now, most of them have been processed, cooked. All right? Now, what you want to begin looking at is what percentage of your food throughout the day is live. Right? If you are what you eat, right? So very simply, I'm not going to go into too much more than that. That's a whole class on itself. But it's a new way to look at food. It's not about calories. It's not about these scientific, cutting things up. It's a much bigger picture. And the more food you add into your daily life that are alive, you're going to feel a complete difference in your energy levels. Right? And I don't need to be a doctor to say this. You try it for 2-3 days and you will see what I mean. Right? But again, it's not about me telling you these things. It's about making them automatic. It's about you desiring and craving these foods. Let me give you an example, by the way, real quick here, of what I mean by unconscious associations. Most people have had the experience, and I don't want you to think about this. If you've ever had the experience where you're on the cusp of getting sick and you ate something, and then that night you got full-blown sick, maybe you threw up or you just got totally sick from whatever, it may or may not have been the food. Right? The best is when that happens and it's like you'd eaten your favorite food that night and then you got full-blown sick. But what happens after that when you think about that food? It's not that appealing. Right? This happens a lot in America, anyway, this culture, probably most cultures, where you're experimenting with alcohol. You drink too much alcohol and you get really sick and you never look at the alcohol again. I worked with someone, she goes, well, I hate orange juice. I don't know why. And I was telling her this example. And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, when I was 17, I drank screwdrivers, until I got totally sick. And that's why I've always hated orange juice. I used to like it before that. Now, it's not a logical thing. Right? Logically, the food wasn't the cause of it, or, the alcohol is just because I had alcohol in the orange juice, so I could drink orange juice. It's a visceral thing. It's something you feel on an unconscious level. And that's what we call associations, and that's what truly dictates your behaviors. So this program isn't about saying, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's about experiencing it and experiencing the pleasure of it. Right? I'll give you an example. We go back to relaxation a minute ago. Remember what I said, when we were first thinking about it. When you think about relaxation, it's a thought. It's a concept. When you truly experience it in your body, it's a completely different experience. Right? And then it feels different. So what this program is about feeling things so that you begin to do them automatically. Right? And it's me kind of coaching you through that. Okay, the next week, and this is what I'm real excited about. Week four is about the joy of flexibility. Okay, now again, in our culture, what do we look at? We look at weight, body fat, in muscles, you know, muscular, things like that. What I want to point out to you, though, is, again, this is a base level of health where you begin to feel flexible, which allows you to feel comfortable, right? Never mind running marathons or, you know, doing crazy, you know, feats. How about if you could get up and in and out of a chair comfortably? You could walk up and down the stairs comfortably. You could go for walks and come back and be comfortable. This is what I'm talking about. This becomes the goal. So it's not about, you know, strength has an is a part of that. But more of it becomes finding movements, finding a routine for you that is enjoyable. Again, when it comes, see, notice we get small thinking a lot of times when we're not able to question things. And the presuppositions of exercise in this culture becomes that, again, it's the no pain, no gain. We almost, before we even start, expect that it's going to be uncomfortable. So we want to shift that. We want to change it. What is the outcome? What are we looking for from our exercise routines? And so never mind just, you know, burning calories and fat loss. Let's begin to take it a little bit deeper and begin to focus on how you can make yourself feel better. Now, one of the cool things, and I'll mention it now, I'm real excited about this program here because one of the bonuses that I've added this time is I just completed, and I'm still enhancing it, is what I call the comfortable yoga routine. And again, as I mentioned, I'm a yoga instructor, and this is a program that I put together. Right? Sometimes people see yoga, and what do they think? Put my head behind my ears. It's uncomfortable. It hurts. Right? It's too much. Okay? Comfortable yoga is a, you know, it's got a warm-up part. It's got a five-minute routine. It's got a full routine. And the whole purpose of all of it is to become more comfortable, become more in tune with your body so you're comfortable in it. So you can do simple things, right? Not run marathons, not do crazy stuff, but just so you can be comfortable day in and day out. And you're going to find when you feel comfortable, your entire quality of life instantly jumps. Right? So simple. But again, it's a different way of looking at things, as I said. Now, why do I call it addictive health? Because you need to get addicted to these things. Your life depends on it. Your quality of life depends on it, doesn't it? Think about it, right? Relaxation, breathing patterns, drinking enough water, eating live food so you feel energized, having flexibility and strength in your body. What happens if you don't get addicted to these things? What happens if you do get addicted to them? So they become automatic for you. So you desire them, you crave them, you want to do them. It's the difference between the two different lives, right? And so finally, the last week is, it's all about emotions, okay? Because obviously, you know, again, health, a lot of times it's focused so much on the physical body, but the mental has so much to do with it. A, first of all, it is part of that definition of health. You can't truly have a high level of health if your physical body, you know, is the perfect weight and musculature, but your emotions are all off balance. Okay, and so what you do is with the self-hypnotic program and beginning to understand what you know, you get a deeper sense of how to tap into your wisdom, and you learn how to begin to experience the things that you want. Healthy people that are happy about their lives and have a higher quality of life all share certain emotions that they experience somewhat regularly, and regardless of the situation, by the way, so it's not situation dependent necessarily. Okay, you can learn how to influence your emotions. So you begin to feel, you know, a sense of happiness, of peace, of success, accomplishment. And you learn how to experience these things regularly. No matter what your situation in life is, by the way. Okay? No matter how bad it may be, you can begin to experience some of these positive emotions of health regularly. Okay, and so that's what that bonus class is all about. Okay, so again, this is kind of the core of the program, and I wanted to kind of give you an overview of it, and I hope you got something out of this. You know, I hope you take what I said, and even if you don't get the program, you know, begin to add these elements into your life, you know, because they're that important. But what happens? You know this stuff, right? I mean, this probably isn't the first time maybe you've heard this. Maybe it's the first time you've heard it in this way, right? But what happens, though? You hear these things, most likely, and then you just go back to your life, the things that you've programmed into your unconscious mind, and you begin living that life. And before you know it, you come around again and say, oh, I got to make a change. And you focus on it for a little while, and then it falls away. Okay, the addictive health program is specifically made to begin to program and get you addicted to these things. That's why it's every day. There's a 3 to 5 minute audio where you experience relaxation, guaranteed. Right? You experience it, and then you begin to program all these different things into your unconscious mind so that they become automatic. Completely different approach. Now, you know, people say, well, you know, 28 days, is that enough? No. No, but it gives you a strong base. Then you listen to the program again. You go through another 28 days. You relax. You create your own daily routine, even if it's 3 to 5 minutes, because that 3 to 5 minutes can completely change the entire course of your life. Because think about it, you know, most people don't have this in their life. They don't take that 3 to 5 minutes to just put a pause button on in their life for a moment, take a step back. And it's one of the most important things you can do. You know, I'm going to bet if you went into that relaxation exercise we just did, most people haven't felt that way. And I know this from doing thousands of sessions. Oh, God, it's the most relaxed I've felt in a long time. And it makes me happy they could feel that way. On the other hand, it makes me sad that they don't feel that way more often. Because it's not just relaxation. It's an ability to tap back into that wisdom that you have, right? Your clarity of thought. Be able to recognize what truly is most important to you. Okay? And so that's the purpose of this program. So you know, that's what that's about. And again, I thank you for it. But what I tell you now is if you are interested in the program, what I love doing is I get to do these different programs live throughout the year. And next week what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be starting the Addictive Health Program live. So this is cool because, you know, you can order the program at any time, but what's fun about the live program is that every week we'll do a call just like this here, and I'll review what the class is for that week for about 20 minutes or half hour, and then I'll answer any questions that you have. You know, so you can write them in, you know, on the page that you see there, or you can just send them to me in an email, or you can get on the phone and talk to me live, and I'll stay on and answer any questions you have. Okay, so really what you're getting is you're getting the information, a lot of information, a lot of different, unique information, but more importantly now is that you're going to get some support too. For the next 4 weeks, there'll be live calls every week, and it's a nice way just to refocus you. You know, so every day you get the emails and you listen, and the audios of them, and then you get the live calls every week, and you get every week there's a class that goes along with it. So the other thing is that you get the comfortable yoga program that goes with it as well. There's some self-hypnosis sessions. So if you're interested in the program, you can go to addictivehealth.com and order it now, and that's the live program that's going to be starting next week. If you're on the page, if you're on the seminar page here, you can click on the link at the bottom, and you'll get that special offer. The other deal is this, that when I do it live, I offer it for half the price. Right? So when people initially sign up, they get a special offer. And what happens now is it's usually $197, and for this live special for the next few days until it starts, it's only $97. So that's real cool. You know, it's really a great way to get a solid foundation for your health. Now, the other cool thing is this, that I am now sending out a complete CD-ROM. Okay, so I know a lot of times people, they have a question of, you know, whether they're going to be able to download it. They don't have quick download speeds. There's a lot involved with this program because in addition to the 5-hour-long classes, the 28 days of audios, there are 3 e-books that you get that go with it, Holistic Healing Secrets, Nutrition Secrets, and a weight loss book. You get the 2 self-hypnosis sessions that go with it, and you get, what's the other thing? Oh, some videos with it. You know, in addition to the Comfortable Yoga program. So all of that stuff's going to come on a CD-ROM. All right, so what you can do is you can put it right onto your computer so you don't have to worry about downloading it. And what will happen is as soon as you sign up, you'll sign up with your email and name, and you'll start getting emails every day. Right? Once a day, you'll get this programming session. You listen up for 3-5 minutes and you know, begin to program these things into your mind. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope you learned something. If you're interested, again, the address, If you click right on the bottom there, it says special offer. You can go to the Addictive Health page, or you can go to addictivehealth.com. And, you know, again, right now it's live, and you're going to get the Comfortable Yoga program with it, which is real cool, you know, because you can spend some time with that once you get that routine down. So, again, I want to thank you very much. If you have any questions at all about it, if you're thinking about it, you got any questions, feel free to email me at jim@addictivehealth.com. And I want to thank you very much. And for all of you mothers out there, have a wonderful Mother's Day. And I will talk to you soon. Good night.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end. Welcome to the conferencing service.